first message. I appreciate Brother Fred Howard. He's from Cumming, Georgia, and has been a blessing to my life and to my family. God touched my heart about him preaching this Friday morning service, and I want you to hear him gladly. He'll preach to us about 30 minutes, and then we'll move on, Lord willing. Or if we get stuck up, we'll just get stuck up. Amen. It don't make no difference to me. Amen. Brother Fred, you come around and preach to us. Bless your heart. I love you.
Well, I don't really have much to say today. I had a tooth pulled. I got some cracks in the driveway that need fixing. It's getting hard to cut the grass. Harder and harder. See what else. I take naps more than I used to. I do that a lot. I go in to get a drink of water and end up staying in an hour taking a nap instead of working. Anybody know about that? So, got a left knee bothers me a little bit, and don't swing the golf club like I used to. And that's about it, Brother Steve. So, thank you for letting me be up here. I appreciate it. Wait just a second. Whoa. I just thought of something.
Come on, brother.
Turn over to Psalm chapter 40. Wait a minute. Wait now. Uh-oh. There is something else.
There is.
There's more than that. Did you know that?
There is.
Yeah. It just come to me. There's more than that. Verse number 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
I waited, and then he did something.
Yes, sir.
What did he do?
He inclined
his ear to me. You know what that means? You ever been talking to somebody and they're not listening to you? You know that. But then you talk to somebody and then they'll lean over to hear what you have to say. What that means is, just trying to talk to God, and he just leaned over to listen to what you had to say.
Amen.
He inclined his ear unto me. Thank God for that. Thank God that that's my favorite song. The Lighthouse is my favorite song. That's my testimony.
Amen.
Thank God for that lighthouse. Thank God for that light that I saw that day when God found me going across Roswell Road in 1974, lost, no hope, no help, nothing.
Amen.
In my life. It was a miracle. I'm telling you, it was a miracle that God found me where I was. And if you're saved, it's a miracle that God found you too. Did you know that?
Amen.
I was driving down that road on a Sunday morning, minding my own business. And I think I'll just drive down into Atlanta and see what's going on. But I was in desperate need in my life. I was a lost, sad person with no hope. I had everything there was to have as a young person, except on the inside, I was dying on the inside.
Amen.
And I was driving down that road, and I came to Roswell Road, and I could either go this way to the right, or I could go this way to the left. And if I went to the right, I went down to the city. But right before I got to Roswell Road, I heard a radio broadcast, and some preacher was a preacher. I had never had my radio on preaching in my life.
Amen, friend.
And a message came on, and the man said, the basis of your problem is sin. Boy, it got me just like that. Put me under conviction about my life. Showed me where I was going. Showed me what was going on in my life.
Amen.
And I came to a crossroads in my life. I came to a time and a place where I had to choose in my life.
Amen.
I could either go to the left I could either go to the right, and the Holy Ghost invaded my mind. 2 weeks. This is my story, y'all, okay? I don't know what yours is. This is my story. This is all I've got. This is what God gave me the other night sitting back there. I said, what'd you lay this on my heart for? For right now. Maybe you've got the same story, or maybe you need a story like this. Just 2 weeks before that, I'd been riding down Roswell Road, just set a young person, 27 years old, had everything, and all of a sudden, I noticed a church on the left-hand side. I'd been living in Atlanta for 7 or 8 years, never noticed that church, ever. Never noticed it. And all of a sudden, my head turned, and I looked to see if it was a Baptist church. And I saw, oh, that's Centel Baptist Church. I said, okay, and I turned back and didn't pay no more attention to it. Now, listen to this now. I didn't pay no more attention to it till I drove up to that road on Sunday morning, and I was a-setting there minding, and God said, go that way to that Baptist church. So there was a battle that was going on. God had already prepared that in my mind to give me help in my life.
Amen.
So I think an angel took that steering wheel and turned that steering wheel to the left because I wanted to go to the right, and it went to the left, and I went up there, parked my car, walked in the front door. Nobody was there. Nobody was there. Wasn't nobody except one person. That was Terry's daddy. He was the preacher. I can see him coming down the aisle right now. Had these glasses like this, coming down doing his glasses like this. Walking down the aisle, he was the only man there. I walked up on the front steps. He walked up and looked at me. He thought, who is this coming here at this time of day? He didn't know what I was going to do. I said, I need some help in my life. He said, well, come on in then. Well, thank God for the man of God that'll stay around. Thank God for the men of God that have a burden to help people in their lives get where they need. There's a value to the men of God. Did you know that?
Amen.
I went in his office. He gave me the gospel. And that day, I knelt and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
I invited him into my heart. He came into my life. And now this is the story right here in my life. He inclined his ear unto me when I cried. He said, Fred, I'm listening to you. When the Bible says he heard me, that doesn't mean he just heard the sound of my voice. It means he paid attention to what I was saying in my life. He was listening to what I was asking him. I was saying, I'm lost. I need to be saved in my life. He was paying attention to me in my life. He said, I'm here for that in your life. I'm here to touch you and save you.
Amen.
He heard me. And then he did this. What did he do? He brought me. Brought me where? Up. Buddy, I was going down. Did you know that?
Amen.
I was headed down. I was going to go all the way. I wouldn't be here today had it not been for that radio broadcast and that man of God preaching that word. I wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
I was going down. I was going like this. And God said, no, I want you to go like that.
Amen.
So he put his hand under me and he brought me up. And I tell you, I was in a horrible pit. I tell you, there are folks in their life. In their minds, they're fighting. It's a hard thing, folks, to be disturbed in your mind and not have peace in your life. Did you know that? That's a hard thing. And millions of people don't have the peace of God in their minds, in their life. I didn't have it. It was a horrible pit to be in. It was a terrible place. God said, I'm going to raise you up just like he brought me up out of a horrible pit. And out of what? What kind of clay? Miry clay. All I think of is quicksand. It's probably not quicksand, but you just get in it, it can't get out. You ever been involved in something you can't get out of? Huh? Can't get out of it. A lot of young folks involved in relationships they can't get out of. They got in them. They got infatuated with each other. And now their lives are messed up. Now they can't. You need God to get you out of that miry clay in your life. Did you know that?
Amen.
So how'd that come out? I don't know. It just did. Maybe there's a young person here. Folks, let's just stop right here just a second, okay? Your life depends on relationships. A lot of it. Choices you make here, choices you make there. What you do, where you go. I was sitting at the golf course yesterday, sitting out there. I like to watch these guys go out there and hit balls. I like to see how they do. I like to kind of analyze what they look like. So this one fellow was out there by himself. And he kept hitting this ball. First one, he went. I said, that's kind of like me. I get that. I understand that shot. And then he put another one on the tee, hit another one. It went just like that. He put another one on the tee, hit another one. Just like that. He set another one on the tee, hit another one. Just like that. He hit about 10 balls over in the weeds. And he was doing this after he hit them. He was going, what in the world? And he was working himself to death. And I wanted to go out and say, sir, if you just change your hand position and put it up here like this, instead of turning it like that, you wouldn't hook everything that you was doing. But he just kept on and kept on, kept on, making himself miserable, practicing the same old thing all the time, hitting the ball off over in the weeds all the time, got more miserable, got frustrated. And a lot of folks in their lives, they keep the same grip in their lives. They do the same thing over and over in their lives. They wonder why in the world they're not happy. Why am I keep hitting balls over in the weeds in my life?
Amen.
Make a change.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Change it up. After he got me out of the miry clay, he did this. What did he do? What does it say there? What did he do? Set my what? My feet. Put my feet on a rock so I'd be steady, so I'd be firm. God planted me after he saved me. He set my feet on the rock. And then he did this. And boy, I didn't know anything about this then. He established my what? He decided, Brother Fred, he said, I've got a will for you in my life.
Yes,
I've got some way, I've got a direction I want you to go in. I want you to go in this direction. You know, something's been established since what, 1883. It means somebody set it up back then. Somebody ordained it back then. God had ordained in my life an area he wanted me to go in, a way he wanted me to live, a church he wanted me to be in, a Savior he wanted me to serve. He picked out who he wanted me to marry. He picked out to call me to preach in my life. God established all that in my life. I didn't know anything about it at that time. But he established my goings. Hey, you're better off to have God establishing the goings than you doing it your own self. Did you know that?
Amen.
You're better off to ask God about it. Say, which direction do you want me to go? How do you want me to live? Who do you want me to marry? Where do you want me to go to school? What do you want me to study? How do you want me to live? He established your goings, you see. Not only did he do that, I didn't sing much, but he put a new song. He gave me a song of praise. I just tell you, I had a sad song at that time. I was as down as I could possibly be. But God put a new song in my life, gave me a place. I got to sing a little bit there at the church and just sing Amazing Grace a little bit. I don't sing with them now. I don't blend with them. I stay on tune, but I don't blend. You say, who's that other guy up there? Who's that, you know? But I used to sing them a little bit. He put that song in my heart.
Amen.
And I'm glad that he did.
Amen.
What's your story? What story do you have? If you said, okay, I want to sit down with you right now, and I want to tell my think about it. I want you to think about that right now. If you were to sit down with a person beside you and tell your story, what would you tell? Where did God find you? Where did God save you?
Amen.
Where did he establish your goings? Where did he put a song in your heart? What's he done for you in your life? Do you have that kind of testimony in your life? If you don't, you need one. Did you know that? It's funny how thoughts come, how things happen. I'll probably tell on myself a little bit, but that's okay. I need telling on sometimes. Sitting back there, I'm not going to tell who was preaching because I'm not going to say because they'd probably get mad when I tell this. I was sitting back there and looked on the ground down there and I saw a bug. You say, oh my goodness, what's that got to do with this? Well, let me tell you what happened. This bug came flying in. Bam. Hit the side of that thing right there. Flipped over on his back. I watched him through the first preacher a little bit, and he laid there and did this the whole time. I mean, just as hard as he could work. Is that you? If you done run into something flipped over on your back? And this is you right here? That old bug just kept on doing that, and boy, he worked as hard and hard and hard and hard, hard as he could through the first preacher. And then he quit and just laid there a little while. Second preacher came on. I looked down there. He was kicking his legs again. Kicking his legs again, just like that. Hard as he could. I watched him the whole time. And that bug laid there, and he worked as hard as he could work and laid there and laid there and laid there. Never moved an inch from where he was. And I come back today. That same bug is laying over there, but now he's dead. Because he laid on his back the whole time. He got messed up somehow in his life. He needed somebody to come along and turn him over where he could get back. You need God to turn you back over from where you are in your life. You need the breeze of the Holy Ghost in your life to turn you over from that doldrum that you're in your life. Or you'll just lay there and wiggle till somebody squashes you or you die.
Amen.
If you want me to, I'll sit over and set up a little booth and charge 50 cents a piece. Come on, y'all, and look at the bug right over there if you want to. He's laying right over there. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. When life gets to where there's nothing to talk about, go back to the time and the place. I'm asking you this, to the time and the place where God found you in your life and it did something for you in your life and it'll help you in your life. I never will forget, after I got saved, I went through a time of struggle. Terry went through the same thing. I don't know how many people go through this. I went through it. This is my story, okay? This is mine. I went through a time of struggle in my life where I just couldn't see, get it, whether or not I saved or whether I wasn't saved. I knew I'd called on the Lord. I knew I'd called on God. And God would remind me of it. He reminded me of it, you know, that for whosoever is called in the name of the Lord shall be saved. But that old enemy just kept on pounding and just kept on pounding. What if? What if? What if? What if? What if? What if? Terry had the same thing all her life. She struggled all her life. She struggled her whole life with what if. Did you know that? What if? One night, I tell you, I don't know how this happened. I don't know how it happened. You may explain this. I can't explain it. I cannot explain it to save my neck. I've tried to understand it. I can't understand it. I don't get it. One night after a Bible study, they were all sitting up in the front of the church. They were all singing. And I thought, something's wrong with me. I got to have some relief from this. And I got to know for sure. Absolutely for sure. So I told Bill, I said, I got to have some assurance. He said, let's pray. I'd already prayed. I thought in my mind, the devil said, ain't no sense praying. It won't do you no good. That's what he said. He said, let's pray. So we all got in a line right there. And so they all started off praying. Boom, 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 boom. It got down to me. He said, now, Fred, he said, now you pray. When that happened, Buddy, she broke wide open. That dam busted on the inside of me. And God filled me up and raised me up. And I just said, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. I said, I want to know. And when he raised me up and touched me that night, he gave me the assurance. He wrote in my heart. He stamped in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Your name is written in the, whoo! Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name is written. It just went over and over and over and over and over. I never got over that. I never got over that. I went home. I tried to pray. I got in my closet. I knelt down and said, I'll just thank God for what he's done. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name's in the, woo! Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. It just went over and over and over and over. And I've never got over that in my life.
Amen.
That's my story. Saved. I couldn't help thinking last night. I don't want to preach another man's message. But after that message on that grafting of that grapevine into, I thought about this last night. I thought about when that vine was grafted in and they put wax on it. I thought about what that wax sealed in and what it sealed out. You think about that? It sealed in everything that was the true vine. Did you know that? And it sealed out everything that was the world that could get to it. But I got to thinking about that more and more. Now, these are just my thoughts, okay? They're not necessarily, but you know what? Other people have wicked thoughts and they share them. Everybody goes hoorah about it. You know, I'm just going to share this with you because it blessed me when I thought about this. I thought, I wonder if this is the truth, this would be good, you know what? I wonder if that engrafted vine that's inside of that true vine, see, part of it still sticks out. I wonder if that grafted into that true vine takes on all of the characteristics of that true vine. I wonder if that true vine just permeates that grafting and it loses its identity. Ho! It loses what it is in that true vine. And where it was over yonder producing wild grapes, that new life that comes out in it, it now produces grapes from the true vine. Produces a different fruit. And I thought, what a blessing to know, to be engrafted in Christ. They know, hey, I've got the world sealed out. And see, the world, it can't get in. I'm sealed, and I'm sealed from the world. It can't get in. And what God put in me is not going to get out to the world. And as I live my life and trust the Lord, He begins to permeate my life and be more and more like Him in my life.
Amen.
That grafting in. I didn't deserve to be in the vine. My story is I deserved to be in hell. You know what? God found me. God saved me. God set me. God established me. God put a song in my heart. What's your story in your Christian life, Brother Steve?
Bless your heart, Brother Fred. Don't